Love to hear from you.
That was a great... Oh.
I'll cut that.
Shit.
I know. I was looking... Now that I'm standing and my mixer's down there... My mixer's down there and I couldn't read the... Because I'm blind.
I was thinking up a line. I was thinking of... I hear the garlic shrimp is fabulous. I wonder if she used stevia.
Wait, what? Say that line again.
I hear the garlic shrimp is fabulous. I wonder if he used stevia.
But what was I saying that had to do with the garlic shrimp?
Nothing. It was in the chat room.
Oh.
It was just random. Just
that would have been
very random.
Jesus Christ. I don't know. I mean, if you had a great line, I could rework it.
No, it's fine.
It's a multi-track recording. The theme is on a different track, so I can.
It was not
whatever.
A great line.
I don't actually make Zach or Drew read the credits on that Darn Elvis every week. It's a recording. I drop it in post. I don't actually. Scott doesn't sit there quietly while I play that recording.
I understand that all those things are possible. Yes.
Now, the theme song up front we play live.
Because you need that energy. You need that theme song energy.
I do. Although I don't think we decide. We both vary wildly on where we come in.
Yeah.
Sorry, I had to stop recording.
And I stopped recording as well. Why don't you put your mixer on the standing desk as well so it raises with the rest of everything?
Because my mixer is over... My mixer makes an L to the table.
Oh.
So it's not on the rising. And then I don't want to put a little goofy thing out here that's doing it. It's all right. It'll be fine, Adam. I'll get used to this.
It gives you a little headache, though. You can't read that far down.
Here's the thing, Adam. This would be... This is where I come in. I come in here.
One, two, three, four.
One, two, three, four. It's random, so I give it, a good two measures.
Right.
Scott does this. Scott does this.
One, two, three, four.
It's just like... He doesn't even give it the full two measures, but he comes in on like a mid-beat somewhere.
Well, you're very hit-the-mark sort of guy.
I mean, I'm playing the theme song locally, so it's easy for me to be in tempo with it because it's not going through.
You would think
soon.
He would come in later because of delay. Because
no, I'm just saying he likes to talk earlier. I like to let the music breathe for a moment before I punch.
No, I understand that, but I'm saying he must come in super early on his end because there's going to be a little bit of delay from when he says it and you hear it.
I mean, millisecond delay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not a huge delay. Not like a second or something. You and I are having a conversation here on Vegas. We have the same delay here that he and I would have. He likes to live in the fucking moment when it feels right to him. Okay.
Are you talking about yourself in the third person? Or are you saying Daniel likes to live in the fucking moment?
Clearly, Auntie Scott's pronouns are he and him. So his pronouns are he and him.
So I'll show you. I can't show because I'm not going to share every single one of these photos, but I'll share these photos with you if you allow me to share my screen. Oh, never mind.
It should be on.
You are. It wasn't working for a second. So it was this one. Okay. So we have...
Oh, he's just talking the whole time. That's why they took six pictures.
No, not that one. Okay. So there's that one.
Yeah.
And there's that one.
And did you plug your podcast?
No. Well, I don't know. I don't think I did. But I was talking about QA and what I do, and he's acted so disinterested. And I wanted to say, you do tech podcasts. I'm telling you about actual tech. Mm-hmm. And he sounded totally disinterested in it. And then there's that and that one.
Well, I mean, in fairness, what he did, he just did like a 19-hour show. What show was this that he did?
I want to say this was Twit.
Well, that would explain why there's no co-host.
Well, there was. There's somebody over there that got up. That's okay,
that's Mittens.
Yeah.
Is that Lady Gaga?
Adele.
Oh.
But yeah, so there was me and the, and he, I don't think he likes me much.
Adam.
But in fairness, I think Leo Laporte is kind of an asshole.
He meets thousands of people all the time. It's like, what about Leo Laporte's personality would make you think that he enjoys being around people or meeting people? It's like he's kind of a curmudgeon. That's kind of his radio personality, right? He's nice on the air, but it's like when you hear his interaction with co-hosts and everything, he's often combative.
And in fairness to Leo Laporte, if I was a famous, well, he's not famous, but if I was
he's internet famous.
If I was a semi-famous radio/internet host,
He's way more famous than you and I will ever be.
When I go to Pride 48, sometimes people probably think I'm an asshole because I'm introverted and I don't really, you know, when it's someone I don't know, I don't know what to say. I'm probably not very talkative. Oh,
yeah. I mean, we were branded as assholes when we first started Pride 48 because we didn't invite certain people, right? That we had no idea. Like, we were just kids, right? We weren't going to, like, just reach out to some celebrity and go, like, oh, you should come do our thing. So
Leo has been on TV. So the question in the chat room was, isn't Leo a D or E list celebrity? He was on TV. He was on Tech TV. And he has a radio show syndicated.
Wait, I'm gonna solve this for you.
The Tech guy.
Leo Laporte is to Tech as Jonathan Coulton is to music. There are probably only a few million fans of Jonathan Coulton across the United States. And yet he makes a killer living off of it, right? He like organizes Joko cruises. He's on NPR. He does all these. He's a very niche musician. But as he said, it's like once you exceed 20 or 30,000 fans, you can't really tell the difference between 20,000 and 30,000 and 300,000. It's like you can't really tell the difference. You get about the same amount of interaction with them on Twitter or whatnot. Leo Laporte is known by almost everyone in the tech community. Like if you know a programmer, if you know someone in QA, whatever, you could pretty much ask him who Leo Laporte is and then be like, oh my God, yeah, I listened to him growing up. It's like, that's how I got interested in tech in the first place or something like that.
Right.
Leo Laporte is a hugely famous, he was voted president of the internet once. It's like, he's hugely famous in certain circles, but it's just like a sports star that I would have no fucking clue who they were.
Right.
Like somebody just moved here to Tampa and I don't know who it is. Like somebody named Peyton. I don't know who that is. But they're like, everyone's like, oh my God, he bought this huge mansion. He's going to like, blah, blah.
Peyton
like,
Manning? Is that who you're talking about?
Maybe. Is that who moved to Tampa?
To be on
the Buccaneers? I don't know. I don't follow this shit. But
Peyton Manning was.
Is he somebody I should know?
No, but he's the brother. He's a football player. He was a football player. He probably isn't anymore. I think he was a quarterback.
He's here for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So I'm assuming he's still playing football. That's why he moved here. All right.
So his brother, interestingly enough that you mentioned Peyton Manning, because his brother, Eli Manning, was the quarterback for Ole Miss while I was playing in the marching band there for one of the years. So they're both football players, both Peyton and Eli. And
I'm looking. Tom Brady. That's who I'm talking about.
Oh, Tom Brady.
I Googled football player moved to Tampa. That's how I got the name. So I was like,
No, Auntie Scott, not Old Miss.
Ole. It's like ole. Ole.
It's not mayonnaise. It's mayonnaise. It's not Old Miss. It's Ole Miss.
Which basically Ole is basically a pseudonym for old.
True. But that's the way they spell it. They spell it O-L-E. I probably have something back. I do, actually.
What do you mean, young man? He went to Old Miss.
Right here. They can't see this, but you can.
You know what, Adam? You can't spell scum without U-M.
Okay. I don't know how that relates, but I have an Ole Miss football.
UM is the Bulldogs, right? Yeah, you guys were the Rebels.
Oh, you're talking about University of Mississippi. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, you guys were the Rebels. I've mentioned this before. I'll say it again. My mom and dad met at Ole Miss. That's where they both met each other. So it's
hottie toddy.
Yeah, my mom and dad were both graduates of Ole Miss.
Did they ever say that to you?
No.
Hottie toddy.
They would never say that to me because I was their child.
I don't think that's something you say to your love, to someone you're being sexual with or anything.
I'm just saying. It's like, why would they say that to me? I was the last of four kids. It's like by the time that I came along, they had graduated, decades before.
This is the stupidest chant you'll ever hear. This was our chant. We would play the fight song and there was a place in the middle where there was a chant. And the chant goes like
this. Hold on, wait. Well, let's recreate this whole thing. Let's see. Ole Miss fight song. All right. So.
Well, it's not the same anymore. And the fight song
it's
used
not
to be
forward,
Dixie.
From it used Dixie, to be Dixie. From Dixie with Love? No. Hottie Toddy and Dixie. Yeah, here we go.
Yeah, hi. That could have been me. Ba 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 da da. Ba 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 da da. Ba 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 ba.
Was that the chanting spot?
No.
Oh
no, not yet.
By the way, the band director looks like he could pass out. He could pass out at any moment. He's literally barely moving his arm. It's just like...
Hotty toddy, gosh almighty, who the hell are we? Hey, flim flam, bim bam, Ole Miss, bye down. Ba-da-dum, ba-ba-dum.
Okay, unlike the actual show, when I record this, is all mixed down already, so you're going to be off from that. So I can't even fix that.
Yeah, it's
so,
fine. So.
What were the words? Hottie toddy, what?
Hottie toddy, gosh almighty, who the hell are we? Flim flam, bim bam, Ole Miss by damn.
Wow. There's so much to unpack in that. That is sad.
It's stupid. It is sad. Just some made up words.
Drew said, "Oh please, fight on" is the only song that mattered. Where did Drew matriculate? Is it matriculate? Do you matriculate from college?
I don't know. You do a lot of things in college and from college, but it was so fun though. What the video you were watching, was that in the Grove? Or was that in a stadium?
It was outside. It was like they were like in a field or something. But there were a lot of people around cheering them on, though. You would have to look at on YouTube. I typed in Ole Miss fight song.
That was probably in the Grove, and so there's a tradition. I miss college, so I don't know if they still do this, but there was a tradition. That before every football game, so at Ole Miss, and we've talked about this before, but every game day, the fans will put up tents in the Grove. And when I say tents, I don't mean like camping tents. I mean, what are they called? Like if you were at a trade show and you were putting up a little tent to sell things. Is that Ole Miss?
No, this is USC.
Okay.
Oh, they're counting. They're holding up fingers. 3, 1, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2.
That Drew just stood up.
it sounds like a death march. It's like. Like I wouldn't want to be on the other end of it. It's like Darth Vader walked into the room. Dun, 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 dun.
So,
wait, victory, not two? Oh, it's a V that they're holding up.
I see. A lot of the fans would tailgate in the Grove and they would put up those tents and they would have, this is really elaborate. They would have catered. Some of them would have those fancy catering things with silver lids and stuff with all the stuff that they, and some of them would put flat screen TVs under the tents where they would watch the game and all. So the band would always meet on game day at the Grove, and we would set up in a, we would do a semicircle and we would play, we would do our warm up there, but then we would play the fight song and do the chant and everything for all the people in the Grove. And then we would get on, we would go over to the road and march over to the stadium. And that was,
yeah. I miss college.
It was so fun.
I had a really weird college experience because, you know, I had a scholarship to Princeton, but I turned that down. And I ended up going to the University of South Florida here in Tampa, just because by the time I went to college, I was paying for it myself. Like I paid for it. Like I don't have any student debts. I paid for my college as I went along. So my first 2 years of college were junior college because I could afford that. And then I just did my last 2 years at the state university, which is USF. So, but I think we're the Bulls, but I have no idea what the fucking fight song is at USF. And of course, by the time I went to college, I was 30 something. So I was, I thought I was super old then, but,
Yeah. Well, you know, you were for most college students, but you weren't.
Yeah. Though, really. You know what? I had this thought the other day cause I was working with, one of the programmers because we had a big company project and they didn't have any people to spare for this one little utility program that they were working on, and it was broken and needed it fixed. And so somebody asked my manager if they could borrow me to do this. And anyway, long story short, I'm working with this programmer who I used to work with when I first started. Like we were on the same project back before I moved out of dev. And I remember the first day when, cause I worked for this company in Georgia and then they moved the dev department down to Tampa. So it was during that time that I moved down to Tampa, that I was so intimidated by this kid. It's just like,
kind of like the devil went down to Tampa. Daniel went down to Tampa.
But I was so intimidated by this kid. And you know, the other day I was working with him and you know, he's mentioned something about being intimidated by me. And I almost told him, I was like, oh my God, well, I used to be like intimidated by you. And it's just like the, you know, kind of a weird thing, but it's like one of those really weird things. It's like, it shone a light on.
What were you intimidated by though?
Because he was young and cute and everyone looked up to him. Like he was like, oh yeah, go ask Mike. Cause Mike knows, you know what? And it's like at the time I was transitioning to the language that we were writing in at the time, which was Angular. And so I hadn't been writing in Angular. So I was playing catch up to like get up to speed on the libraries. And of course, you know, I'd look at his code and it would be like this really complex code because he had been working in Angular for years. So it was like one of those things. It was like, I was just really intimidated by him. Like I didn't really interact with him much because of that. And then later I found out, you know, he plays World of Warcraft and we both have a lot in common. And it's like, and then I find out he was intimidated by me because other people,
you know why? Because you're so confident when you say things.
That's right. Because they're like, no, you don't understand when Daniel says something, like everyone is like,
he knows what he's talking about.
He doesn't guess. He just knows. No, it was like, he was intimidated by me because people would tell him that it's like, oh yeah, well Daniel did blah, blah, blah. Or like people were like saying things about me from the other company. It was just one of those things. It was like, it was weird.
Yeah.
The point is, Adam, this is all internal.
When
you're talking about your boss and how you don't get along with your boss and how you're worried about what remember, they're probably in the same boat. They're probably like going like, oh, my employees hate me either. But, oh, this Adam guy is like, oh, he's going to call me on this shit. And he's like, I don't know what I'm talking about. So I got to play with it. I'm serious. They're just people.
Yeah, I know. Well, it sucks to have someone that's not good because they're supposed to be leading you and tell, especially when you're new to a role and you need mentorship and stuff like that. And they're giving you a bunch of bullshit stuff that's not even right. It's just, ugh. But whatever. And I don't know how long I'm going to say I'm new to this role because I've been doing it for about a year now, but
I was hoping that Drew was like mid-sip. When I dropped that Princeton joke, I was really, really open.
I don't really get the Princeton joke. I don't know what it is either.
All I know is that before one of the Elvis shows, Scott said in the pre-show, he's just like, can you work in the phrase, I got a scholarship to Princeton, but I turned it down. And he didn't tell me.
It's their joke. It's like an inside joke.
He didn't tell me who the joke was for. And then like I was asking him later. He's just like, well, who was that joke for? Oh, it was Drew. So I don't know the joke.
So now an inside joke between Scott and Drew is now.
I mean, it's absolutely true. I did get a scholarship to Princeton. I did turn it down.
It is.
The proof of that is that I didn't go to Princeton. So there you go. That proves it, that I was offered a full scholarship and I turned it down.
And Trump won the 2020 election by a landslide.
In a landslide, Adam. In a landslide. Fucking landslide. Got nothing. What do you, I mean, I think at this point in time, although I would love to say that people had just given up on believing that Trump is going to win somehow. But I don't know if you saw that. No, of course you didn't, because you didn't know who the MyPillow guy was. The thing about the MyPillow guy was that he was at the White House today, like visiting, and he was outside and somebody, like, you know, photographers were taking pictures and everything. But in one of the pictures, it was a clear enough picture that you could read what was in his hand. Like the paperwork that was in his hand. So it was like, he was holding in his hand with his phone. It was a folded over piece of paper, but here's what they could make out. Now, acting as national security, something, 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 him with getting the evidence of all the something, something as the election and all information regarding something, something, people he knows who have already security done massive research in these issues, something about Fort Meade. Remember, we're cutting off mid page here. And then it's like, underneath it, it's just like, something about, martial law, like enacting martial law. There is a act now as a result of the assault on the Capitol, martial law, if necessary, upon the first hand. It was like, what the fuck? Why is this MyPillow guy carrying around things to the president talking about like martial law and like all this crazy? I was like, what the fuck?
I don't know. I was telling you earlier, and I don't remember if I guess we were on the stream. So it probably was recorded, but the reporters are taking photos as people move out of the White House, and then there's speculation
Stop. What do you mean people move out? It's the Trumps. No one else is moving out of the White House other than the Trumps.
Well, no, it's like staff members, I mean. They're staffers.
Staffers are moving things out of the White House. That's the Trump's belongings. They're moving them out into things.
No, I mean like stuff that was in their office and stuff like that.
Things that they don't need at this point. Things like, in other words, they have to be out of the White House next week. So they have to get all of their stuff out of the building and then get all of the Biden stuff into the building. And they do that during the inauguration.
I know how it works. I understand how it works. But what I'm saying is, I'm not sure that the reporters are blowing it out of proportion or if the people on Twitter are blowing it out of proportion, but every single picture you see, are they stealing that? Is that something that should have been in the museum? Oh my God, that's a bust of Lincoln. Was that the one in the Oval Office? And I'm like, come on, guys. We don't have to just nitpick every little tiny little thing. It just seems a little, I don't know. The other thing that kind of irritated me today on Twitter.
It seems very on brand, Adam. Here's a grifter that's been in the fucking White House. Yeah, you should check the silver. You should count the silver and make sure that he didn't swipe it.
And yeah, I know. It seems like, let's just let him go and move
on. No, fuck that.
No, I don't mean let him go. Like, he should be charged. But no, I'm not saying let him go like let him go. I'm just saying taking photos as people move out of the White House.
Adam, there are telephoto lenses focused on the White House at 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. There's like, nothing happens on the White House grounds. There's not somebody taking a photo of it.
No, and I don't know what, you're saying, Auntie Scott. are you criticizing my use of the word like, or are you mad that I'm saying something that could be defending Trump's White House? I don't know which. I'm not sure. But I'm just saying.
Look, it's a well-known fact that you voted and supported Trump.
No, I did not.
Haven't you denounced him?
I have.
Why haven't you admitted to the fact that he stole the silver out of the White House?
Do you listen to my other podcast?
He stole the silverware out of the White House. And you're trying
to... You obviously don't listen to Geeky Gay.
The Geeky. I do. I listen to The Geeky K.
Where I go on and on about how I don't like Trump.
You know what? Here's the thing, Adam. Here's the thing. On that front, this is serious. This is not a joke. On that front.
Yes.
We have some very uncomfortable conversations coming up in the next year or two in this country where we're going to have to stop completely cutting people out just because they voted Republican and start having conversations with those people, because some of these people have been red-pilled so hard that there's absolutely nothing that you could say to them to bring them back into the land of reality. But there are other Republicans out there who have not swallowed the red pill yet. They have not gone deep enough down the rabbit hole yet. We can pull them back. And it's incumbent upon us, as uncomfortable and as unpleasant as it may be, to reach out to those people, because I guarantee you we have way more in common with them than we have different from them. And without Trump like stirring shit up on social media and getting all under their skin or whatever, we have an opportunity to actually talk some kind of reason to these people and try to start eking them out. And no, it's not going to be a single conversation. You're not going to be able to walk up to somebody and like convince them immediately, but we should at least open lines of dialogue to these folks across lines that we do agree with them on, so that we can start to bring them back into society. Because Trump basically split our society into thirds, right? You've got a third of our society are fucking lunatics and they're off on, in Trump land. And then the other third are a bunch of Republicans that kind of went along with them, but they could probably be rescued. And then the other third are Democrats. So it's like, we need to pull in those third. And those percentages aren't right. I made them up. But I'm just saying,
Democrats have some wacky ones on the far side of the left as well. So there's wacky on both sides, probably.
Well, yeah, but not like not so wacky that they're Trump supporter wacky.
Not that are owned by
Vladimir Putin, right? It's just like right. In the 4 years that Donald Trump has been president, he has never once said a bad word about Vladimir Putin. Someone who is like leading a country that like was putting out bounties on our soldiers. So it's like, he never even denounced Russia for doing that, or chastised them for doing that.
The other thing that irritated me today, though, I agree with you, Daniel, although I'm not one to have hard conversations, so it probably won't be me.
But you're going to have
to. Also today on Twitter, they've already started criticizing Biden because the checks are only going to be $1,400 instead of $2,000.
Yep.
So, and I can give the guy the benefit of the doubt and say, well, he meant a total of 2,000. And at the time he started saying that, the checks hadn't gone out. The first checks hadn't gone out. So he's just saying, yes, I thought you should receive a total of 2,000 and we're going to make up the difference when I get at least that. Maybe he's backpedaling, but I think he meant initially.
The only people whining about that are Republicans, and they're whining about it because they're just trying to like wedge something in there. I guarantee you, if you give someone $1,400,
I'm not getting shit.
I don't get it either.
So, and Mark isn't now. He did get the first one,
and then he got a raise.
Well, he Yeah, but I don't know how it's because the first one was based on the prior year's tax return, but now he's filed because the first one went out based on the 19 tax return.
Yes.
And the next one was based on the 2020 tax return, which he had filed. So, and he went up, he crossed the threshold between the two tax returns.
He got married?
No, he got a raise.
I know, he crossed the threshold. See, you carry the bride across the threshold. Oh my God, Adam.
I have always been over the threshold since this whole thing began.
Yeah, because you spend like $100,000 a day on things. I was looking, I have to be quiet about this. I was looking at 85-inch TVs today because I was like, I'm kind of sad. I only have a 60-inch television.
Did I show you? Did you see mine?
I did.
Because I can't remember if I put a picture or a video or anything like that. I can't remember if I carried my camera in there and showed it to you.
I think both. But yeah, I've I'm like, I kind of.
It's a nice TV.
I'd like an 80-inch television.
85.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, 85. I have a 60 now, so it's like an 85. So that'd be what
now?
25 inches bigger diameter in diagonal, diagonally.
It wasn't cheap.
No, the ones I was looking at are like
$800 on it.
Yeah, the ones that I was looking at around $2,300, $2,400.
This one was $2,000.
Okay.
But it was on sale on Cyber Monday.
I have never, ever denied that I was a size queen, Auntie Scott. So just in the chat room.
It was regularly priced $2,800 and it was on sale for $2,000. So
I have to sit. My feet hurt.
Oh,
and I did get the links that were in the chat room for the mats and some kind of weird wobble thing for your butt that Drew put a link to.
So what size is Auntie Scott? What size is the TV in the room that you and Drew watch?
Oh,
I Love Lucy.
Oh, I've seen that one before. That is a Trinitron. I think it's a 14 inch. It's the 4:3 aspect, so it's the old 60. It's the big 65. Cathode ray tube.
And was Daniel telling me the truth that you have an actual home theater with theater seating and a curtain and all of this stuff?
I said they had curtains on it and a big couch in there. I never said theater seating.
And all of this stuff, and you don't use it?
They use it to store things.
So now that we got the 85, I don't want the 85 incher in the living room, as we've discussed before. And now that we have this 85 incher, I want it up here in my room. And now that we have it, we're watching movies every weekend.
Oh, it's a double recliner couch. I get it. That's the porn room. They watch the porn in there with the curtains closed and the double recliner couch.
I mean, you need a big screen for that.
Right. Yeah. You know. It's probably a projector. I mean, I've had a 100-something-inch television before because I had a projector at one point. I was doing a 4K projector on the wall. And
I debated, but I read online that it's nowadays it's better to get a TV than a projector because to get a projector that's as good a quality as the TVs are, it's so much more expensive.
And the worst thing about the projector is that when the bulbs blow, well, the worst thing about the projector is that you have to have a dark room. So any kind of window that's letting in light is going to mess up the projection. It's just not going to be as sharp and as clear. So, especially in Florida where we have a lot of sunlight, we had to black out the room that it was in. But the other problem with the projectors is when the bulbs blow, they are not cheap to replace. They blow after a year. So it's like they have a life of about a year. And then, so every year you're going to pay $300 or $400 to replace the bulb on these projectors. At the time, I'm sure it's better now, but at the time, that was what the cost of it was. So, what brand TV did you get?
It's a Samsung. Let me make sure of that. Hold on.
Samsung 85 inch. Let's see the QLED. Let's see. I want to buy. Ooh, why didn't you get the 8K? 85 inch plus. Holy fuck. That's why you didn't get the 8K. It's $8,000.
It's a Samsung. I don't know the exact model, but it's a QLED.
Right. So the 85 inch class Q60T QLED 4K UHD.
Probably that one.
It was $21.99. Well, it's list price at $26.99, but that currently on the Samsung website, you can get it for $21.99.
And it was $19.99, I think, when I bought it. So
$200 even less. Yeah, $700 less. So yeah, that must be it.
So
and you like it?
I do. Yeah. Now I know
with the Q70T. Why is it more? It's $27.99. It normally lists for $32.99 and it's $27. Why is this one more? Oh, now I need to know. Wait, the 8K 85-inch. The 8K 85-inch is only $8,000, Adam. Why didn't you buy that one?
Well, that's the one. You should go with that. I'm not hard to please, though, when it comes to TVs. I enjoy all of them. I just wanted a larger screen, and I'm not bothered by... I tried to get the best one I could, the best bang for my buck, so to speak, but I'm not, you know, needing to what do you call it? Configure it for the correct color tones and the...
You don't pay someone come in and match the color grades?
The other thing, I prefer the gaudy in-store settings. The really saturated, really bright, gaudy colors that they use.
Well,
that's why
you bought an HDR TV.
Because they'll tell you, like, if you watch any, like, what's his name? Scott Wilkinson that's always on the Tech Guy show and all of that. People have this calibrated, but they use this mode and everything looks so dark and gray and dim and it's supposed to be more lifelike.
You know what, Adam? You can experience a full range of detail with the Quantum HDR. It brings out the detail and contrast by expanding the range of color and detail beyond what's possible on HDTVs. The dynamic tone mapping of HDR 10 Plus creates deeper blacks, more vibrant imagery, and a picture that pops.
I think one day when the technology is there, I want a television wall. That is an entire wall that just
go ahead. Yeah, I'm listening.
And you can have different things on different parts of the wall and just move them around and stuff. So you can have a big TV, you can have your email up, you can have, and it's a wall. It's just one big, huge wall. I've seen demos of stuff like that.
The reason I gay gasped is this feature here. They have an active voice amplifier. Do you have that feature?
I don't know.
Background noise from your home can disrupt your viewing experience. Active voice amplifier analyzes the ambient noise and enhances the voices in the scene so you can hear the dialogue clearly. So when Zach walks in while I'm watching Weeds on Netflix and he turns on the faucet in the kitchen where it makes that shh noise, and because I'm a polite person, I don't have the TV turned up really loudly. It's like, but now suddenly I can't hear what they're saying. This would fix that. This would like turn it up while other noise is happening. Oh, I like this. Now I really want this TV.
But that's the $2,700 one, right?
Yes, this is the
then 20, mine probably yeah, doesn't have that.
$2,799. It has a Quantum processor and ambient mode. Do you have the ambient mode?
Yeah.
And
that's just it displays images.
And the Quantum HDR, you have that.
So you can leave images on there all day long and it supposedly will not burn into the screen. And it will dim it when you walk in the room, it will make it brighter, and when you leave it'll make it dimmer, et cetera, et cetera. So we don't really use it. I mean, I don't really use it, but we
do. Do you have the real Game Enhancer Plus?
I don't even know.
Does it have picture in picture? Oh, is it a boundless design? Just means it says I have a really small bezel.
The bezel is tiny. Yeah. It's not a big.
There you go. Do you have the fancy one remote?
I don't know. I have one remote that I can.
It's the one remote for total control. The sleek and slim one remote automatically detects and controls all compatible connected devices and content.
Yeah, and it has a microphone so you can talk into it.
Ooh.
But
can
it
do
really
side by
side
feature? Can it do side by side video so you can have two pictures side by side of two different things?
That I'm not sure. I would have to look.
See,
I don't know that I would ever use that.
Split your TV screen in two, putting the content you're watching on one side and mirroring your mobile screen on the other. So you could have Twitter or YouTube or whatever you want going on your mobile that would be mirrored up to one side.
Well, I'm interested now, but I can't. It's on the other side of that wall, so I can't look right now.
Second screen.
I can't look right now.
It also it has the Google Assistant and Alexa on it. Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that whole thing. I really like this TV. Now I want this TV.
I mean, Samsungs are good TVs, and I mean, you know, like I said, now I'm no videophile, but the picture seems
good.
Will you
please release Vera?
Oh, you can. I think he knows he can go whenever he wants. I don't think he felt guilt. You can.
When are you guys going to be done? Can I go about my life now? And you're basically, oh, he doesn't feel guilt.
If I need to release you, you're released. Be released. But I don't think, I asked earlier and he said there was no guilt. So so if you're bored or you guys need to go watch a movie or you need to go vomit, you can, you know, you can go whenever you'd like. I don't know how long we're going to go. We're probably going to fizzle out.
Yeah, we're probably wrapping up right now.
Fairly soon, because Daniel tends to fizzle out fairly, you know.
Wow,
you know,
it is 1:20 in the morning here, so.
No, it's fine. We stay on for a really long time, so I mean, it's like, and if I'm not tired, because it is an hour earlier here, sometimes
I'm completely out of Jack Daniels.
Look, I don't want to admit this, because I love my boyfriend.
Uh-oh.
So this is, but I am a person who needs, I'm an introverted person and I need some alone time, as we all do. And he and I are together all the time. So sometimes after we record, I'll put West Wing on Netflix or something and sit up here for another hour because he's already asleep anyway. And that gives me a little unwinding kind of alone time. So I guess I shouldn't feel guilty about that. That's how marriages last a really long time, when they feel comfortable enough to be able to go in their office and have some alone time, you know.
Yeah, we don't, I mean, we work 10 feet away from each other, but yeah, we don't work for, so like he's in his office, I'm here. But I mean, we eat dinner.
That, but that's work. Right. I mean,
no, what I'm saying, I mean, we're here together all day long, and we talk to each other all day long, and we eat dinner together and watch TV together every night. But other than that, he's not even playing World of Warcraft right now. He's playing another game. So it's like he goes in his office and plays his Final Fantasy game, and I'm in here playing World of Warcraft. So, or editing video and audio or something. You know what? YouTube has this new shorts thing.
Yeah,
it's YouTube Shorts. They're trying to compete with TikTok and
Instagram,
Insta Stories, or the instant. What are the Reels? Instagram is called Reels. Anyway, the so it has to be a less than 60-second video that's filmed cell phone width, you know, vertical cell phone width.
Yes.
So he made a little short tonight about our. All the pins that we bought in 2020. And
oh, now he's producing content for your channel.
Yeah, he filmed it on his phone.
Because when you guys first started, it seemed as if you were kind of dragging him along.
No, he's the one that wants to do it.
Okay.
But
maybe that was my assumption.
I don't have two copies of Premiere, right? Because I'm using somebody else's account, so I can only install it on one machine. So I can't. He can't edit videos and things like that because we only have one machine that does Premiere.
I'm not a person to make.
No, I haven't seen Vera's
financial. I'm not one to tell anyone what they should do with their finances, but I feel as if you could afford an Adobe subscription.
Yeah, I could.
And then that would solve your problem. And you could even get the cheaper one that just has whatever you need. Although, I don't know if the Audition one may not be in the free tier. Or may not be in the cheap tier. I think the cheap tier is just Photoshop and maybe the video. So the audio one, you may have to do.
It's Lightroom and Photoshop. And it's like $9 a month.
$10 a month, yeah.
But the Adobe Cloud...
Thank you, Auntie Scott. I did that just for you. And I appreciate the affirmation. It's not that bad. It's only $50 a month. I know that's a lot.
$53.
But you get everything. You get character animator. You get and you get multiple computers that you can have things installed on.
Well, two.
Okay. Well, there you go. That's multiple. That's more than one.
But I feel like, all right, so what I'm kind of doing in work, what I'm going to be, you know, I've been doing them on my own, but now that they're wanting them to do me more often, I think I'm just going to have my company buy me, or just my company pay for it. And then I would have two seats.
They can do that.
But yeah, because right now I've been doing some videos for their training wise and they just hit me with a bunch more that they wanted to do. However, to answer your question, any single Adobe product that you want, you can get for $20 a month. So if I wanted to just get Premiere Pro, then I could get it for $20 a month. If I wanted Photoshop, I could get it for $9.99 a month, but everything else is $20 a month. So
okay, so you could do it cheaper. Well, Audition is what I was talking about, though.
Oh, yeah. Audition is $20 a month if you want to do it. But yeah, I happen to use Audition and Premiere. So right there, that would be $40 a month. And then I also use Photoshop. So that's $10. So right there, that would be...
So you just might as well do the fall 52. In.
Yeah, but it's like... I mean, all right. Let's talk, Adam. Just because yes. you can afford something doesn't mean that you need to pay $636 a year for software that you could get for free, right? It's like if you...
Well, that's true. But you're kind of mooching off of... What's yeah, his name?
I'm mooching you know. Off of Yale University. They can afford it.
I don't know if you knew this, but I went to Yale.
Really? No.
I worked at Yale. No, yeah. That's what you say.
I did. Well, I went to Yale. I didn't go to school there. I just went to Yale. I walked through the campus. I went there.
Cyclone says next episode, you might want to remind folks to uninstall Flash from their... Who has Flash on their computers?
Oh, you'd be surprised. But yeah, it officially got discontinued. Like all support and everything just got discontinued at the beginning of 2021. Yeah.
Who still... I didn't even know that was a thing that you could have on your computer anymore.
Uh-oh. Auntie Scott does.
Flash has been dead for a long time. They don't even...
Yeah, but now they've completely killed it.
Five video?
What?
Huh?
You just chopped up. What? What did you say?
I said video now on websites is now mostly over to HTML5 video.
Yeah.
No one's using Flash players anymore. And Flash, the application, you mean the application where you actually could create a Flash video? Is that what you're talking about?
No, like it playing. The Flash player is dead. No, really, today. I'm reading this from Tech Republic. Adobe is blocking all content from running in the once popular media player, which marks the final stop in Adobe Flash's 27-year-old journey. So... the problem is that security, it's like the most common vector for viruses and whatnot. Anyway, Microsoft officially ended support for Adobe Flash on December 31st, 2020.
Well, there was an Adobe application where you could create content.
As of January 12th. Flash content will no longer run in Flash Player in a web browser or otherwise. Adobe strongly recommends all users immediately uninstall Flash Player to help protect their systems. So this is basically like, please uninstall our shitty software from your system.
That would be a plugin though, right? An extension.
But those those extensions still use Adobe's back end. So that's why Adobe is basically, when that Flash player calls home to make sure that you're allowed to play the content that you're about to play, it basically everyone is getting denied now. So it'll just say, no.
I understand that, but I'm saying, okay, I don't have Flash on my computer.
Yeah, because as of January 12th, it blocks everything.
And so let's see
did have it. Well, you can't install it. You're not going to find it anywhere.
No. I mean, if it's a like a Chrome extension, it's not a program on my computer, but I would think it would be a Chrome extension, though. But let's see. Chrome extensions. Flash. No, I do not have Flash. Nope. No Flash. Video Stream, Postman, Slides, Google Play Movies and TV, Sheets, Docs, Cisco Web App, Chrome Remote Desktop, X Debug Helper, LastPass, Skype, TweetDeck, iMacros, Honey, Google Voice, Google Docs Offline, Google Hangouts, Google Mail Checker, another Cisco one, Awesome Screenshot and Screen Recorder, and AdBlock Plus. No Flash.
Adam, did you know that it takes almost 100 children to produce a liter of adrenochrome?
I don't know what adrenochrome is.
Well, a liter of it would sell for $2.2 billion. That's billion with a B. And that's why you only see the most wealthy people addicted to it. They electrocute the children repeatedly and then drain their blood. It is the most evil, vile thing I've ever heard of.
Oh, a QAnon? That's a QAnon thing?
That is
so Crone. Hi, Crone.
Oh, look. Speaking of adrenochrome.
Y'all are already life-sized on my cheapo large TV. Sounds like as though you folks. See, Auntie Scott is rubbing off on everyone. Crone's trying to remove the likes from her sentences. You folks will soon be bigger than life. Well, when do we appear on your TV, Crone? Where it's audio. So our audio is larger than life?
I mean, we did put out some videos.
Oh, that's true. Oh, the Star Trek. That's true. Mm. Oh, my gosh. I can only imagine how big my pores looked on her television.
I did rub off on everyone. I see what he did there. You probably got some restraining orders if you were rubbing off on people. You were one of those people on the bus that like rubbed off on people? That's just wrong.
Depending on who the person is, I wouldn't mind someone rubbing off on me. But if it was an undesirable person, then I wouldn't.
You know what? I'm going to think that if I'm not in a sexy mood, if I'm just trying to ride a subway or get home, and it's like, it doesn't matter how cute they are. If they like rub up against me and ejaculate on me, I'm not going to be happy.
Well, if they ejaculate on you. That sounds so clinical. So on Big Bang Theory, I don't know if you ever watched Big Bang Theory.
I watched it for a couple of years and then it got ridiculous and then I stopped watching it.
I really like it.
It was one of those things where they were doing something with World of Warcraft and they got everything about it wrong. And I'm just like,
it doesn't matter.
But my point is it's a geek show. It's like, do the writers not have any geek friends that they could ask this? Because it's not like a small thing. It's like, you know, World of Warcraft is at that time had 12 million players. It was just like, it was one of those things. It's like, what? It would have been so easy to get this right.
Are you counting, Auntie Scott? So I don't pay attention to that.
Did I say like?
A lot. Oh, okay. But he's for sex, he says, oh, what does he say? I can't even remember the word now. Instead of saying sex, he says, and it's not copulate.
Coitus?
Coitus. He says, do you want to have coitus? And I hate that word. That word is horrible.
That word that you couldn't even remember?
I couldn't remember it. Why would you ever say coitus? Ever.
Because the writers wrote it.
I know. But and I'm sure they wrote it because it's annoying, because it's a very annoying word, especially when someone's saying it to you as if they want to go and have sex with you. And they say, hey, would you like to go have coitus?
What model are those? Like,
who wants to go what?
What model?
My headphones?
Yeah, your cans.
Sennheiser.
Well, I know the brand, but what model are they?
HD 280 Pro.
Those are the ones I used to have those, didn't I?
I don't know. Did you? You may have recommended them to me. I don't even know.
Oh, hold on. I have to look at them.
But, They're not the best in the world. Oh, he took his headphones off. He's not going to hear me. But
I have the Beyer Dynamic DT770 Pro. I've had these for like 5 years, I think, but the foam is starting to collapse, and so now it hurts after I wear them for a while, and so I need to buy another pair of headphones.
What is shrimping?
Sucking on toes.
Okay.
Why?
Well, they're talking about, or Auntie Scott has been talking about shrimp.
That's because he cooked shrimp for dinner.
And burping shrimp breath and all this kind of stuff. And so it just made me think of shrimping. I don't know why. It's just, you have shrimp breath because you've been shrimping. Right.
You know what? On that note, Adam. Oh by the way.
I've gone too far.
When you're done with Big Bang Theory.
Yeah.
I would have you. When was
the last?
Expanse? No, you didn't. Clearly didn't like that. When was the last time you watched Weeds?
I've never watched Weeds.
It's 8 seasons. It's really pretty good. You should. It's on Netflix.
Okay, but
it's on
here's Netflix. Here's the thing. I'm not a big drug humor person, so I assume it's a lot of drug humor.
No, not really.
And people being high all the time and stuff.
There's one character in there who, you know, has the high jokes and whatever, but he's not a main character. No, she's a drug dealer. She doesn't use the drugs. She's a drug dealer.
Okay.
But yeah, Weeds, watch it. It's really good. Okay. I'm currently almost done with season 6, so. Wouldn't it be funny if Mark and Zach sexted during all this time, every Friday? Huh. I don't think Zach sexts.
Mark doesn't either. If he does, I'm unaware of it.
Well,
I tried to send him a video of myself naked when we first started dating, jacking off, and it made him giggle. So he doesn't really get into the... I mean, maybe it was just me. Maybe he didn't like the thought of... Maybe he didn't like my video. But he's not... He's pretty... sex is kind of a... And sexy stuff is kind of a... he's a shy about it. He's shy about it, so...
Well, there you go. All right. I have to get these cans off my head. So I'm going to say goodnight to Discord. So you want to say goodnight to the stream
goodnight
there.
Goodnight, stream.
Goodnight, Discord. We appreciate
Auntie
you.
Auntie Vera can go brush his teeth now and not have the shrimp breath.